Texas enacted a new law this month that regulates the use of jailhouse informants. These are the inmates prosecutors call to help make their case, usually in exchange for a deal, such as a lighter sentence. But experts say testimony from informants has helped send innocent people to prison. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports on one man's case that spurred a similar change in Tarrant County.
Protocol call number C-213.
John Nolly always insisted he did not kill his friend, but he spent nearly 19 years locked up for the gruesome murder. Last year, in May, he was back in the same Fort Worth courthouse where he was convicted. This time, he was being released. His family was ecstatic when he walked in. The hearing was brief, but it was a really big deal. The judge, the prosecutor's office, and Nolly's lawyers all agreed he never got a fair trial, so he was released while his case was reopened. When he was sentenced, Nolly had two young boys, 1 and 4 years old. Now he was hugging two grown sons and his tiny granddaughters.
It's just overwhelming. I mean, too many emotions just to focus and, you know, just channel in on one, you know.
In 1996, Nolly's friend Sharon McLean was stabbed 57 times in her Bedford apartment. Nolly was charged based largely on the fact that he'd visited her in the days before her death, says Nina Morrison, who spent more than a decade working on Nolly's case. She's a lawyer with the Innocence Project.
There was no forensic evidence connecting him to the crime. He hadn't confessed to the crime to anyone, and there was not even any evidence of motive.
What prosecutors did have, what proved really effective, was a jailhouse informant, a man who said Nolly told him he killed McLean when they were locked up together before trial. On the stand, he told jurors he wasn't trading his testimony for leniency. At the time, the informant faced decades in prison, but ended up with a plea deal and no jail time.
When he got up and told Nolly's jury and looked them in the eye and said, "I've never snitched on anyone, I've never offered to," that was a complete and total lie.
Nolly was in prison for more than 15 years before that lie came to light. Morrison had started working with the Tarrant County District Attorney's Office, which uncovered records showing the informant had been lobbying prosecutors for more than a year to testify against other defendants so he could stay out of jail. That's information Nolly's lawyers never saw during his trial.
It was just earth-shattering, and I knew then that John Nolly had a very good shot at getting his freedom at last.
Morrison says the Tarrant County DA's office was exceptionally committed to setting things right. Don Boswell runs the Conviction Integrity Unit. She couldn't talk about details of the case, but she says big picture, the system has to get it right.
If you don't have the right guy, then you've got a perfect crime. We don't want that.
Back in 2005, the Center on Wrongful Convictions reported that false testimony from jailhouse informants was the single biggest reason people were sentenced to die for crimes they didn't commit. In Tarrant County, John Nolly's case was the impetus for a dramatic change in policy at the DA's office, tracking and restricting the use of jailhouse informant testimony. Boswell says the policy directs prosecutors to disclose any deal informants get for testifying.
We say we don't want any wink, wink, nod, nod deals, and it needs to all be out there so that all the relevant parties involved in the system have an opportunity to consider those factors and to refute them.
Only one other prosecutor's office in the country had done something this sweeping to stop bad jailhouse informant testimony. Nina Morrison from the Innocence Project says safeguards like this are crucial because informants are incentivized to lie.
Prison is a horrible place. Many of these informants have been to prison before. They know just how bad it is, and they are desperate to do what they can to get out from under a long sentence. But a lot of jurors who don't have experience with the justice system don't realize the way those incentives work.
Our meeting of the Timothy Cole Exoneration Review Commission will come to order.
Around the same time, the DA's office in Tarrant County was rethinking its jailhouse informants policy. A commission in Austin was also studying wrongful convictions.
Representative Smithy, here.
Amarillo Representative John Smithy says they looked at more than 200 cases where innocent people were sent to Texas prisons. A handful of issues came up again and again.
It was amazing and surprising to me how easy it was to identify where the system went wrong on most of these cases.
When they wrote legislation to fix those problems, the commission included regulations on jailhouse informants. It drew praise from exonerees like Michael Morton, who spent 25 years in prison before DNA evidence cleared him.
I live with these guys. They're not informants, they're snitches. I know these guys. I used to sleep next to them.
The legislation passed with bipartisan support and became law this month. As for John Nolley, the man whose case ended up changing the policy in Tarrant County, he hasn't been exonerated yet. Right now, he's out on bond while a state court considers vacating his conviction. Meanwhile, prosecutors are using new technology to retest the forensic DNA from the murder. His lawyer, Nina Morrison, says Nolley appreciates every day he's free.
You know, it's always a challenge to come out of prison after losing nearly two decades of your life for a crime you didn't commit. But he's done an amazing job of rebuilding his life one step at a time.
He's working, stays active in his church, spends a lot of time with family, and just this spring, Nolley got married to a childhood friend. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.